Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I think this game was decided in six or seven situations. One was a set piece they used, and the other situation were the set pieces we didn't use. That it will be a difficult game for us was clear situation. No way, Nottingham not in a great situation, and super intense week for us, two super intense games. Had to change late, so it was clear that we have to be ready to put a big fight in. The boys did, but how we cannot score from the set, I have no idea. So that's it now, pretty much. So the performance, I can explain the result, not really, to be honest.
How do you lift the players after that?
It's not necessary that I immediately lift players. We have to feel it as well. So it's not that the boys didn't want. I know that. I saw it. The spirit was there. Everything's fine. We took the atmosphere, all these kind of things. But who can be blamed for not finishing the situation? So there are not a lot of people out there. It's just us. So and that's why you have to feel it. It's a big blow for us, because we came here and we wanted to get the 3 points. And when you look at the game back, you think, how could that not happen? But it happened, and that's it.
And just final one for me. Away from home, you've struggled in the league so far.
You cannot compare.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it just game by game?
Yeah. You cannot compare these games. So that it's better for us to play at home. It was pretty much always the case. But I think in normal circumstances, we should have won this game today, and then we talk differently. But we didn't. You're right. But I don't think that it had anything to do with that we played here away or whatever. It's just the situation.
Were you concerned about how little the team created from open play? You mentioned the set pieces. That was, all your best chances came via that, rather than actually creating an open play.
No, not really. So they defended pretty much with everybody they had, and we had to play better. First half, the problem was all the chances they had or moments they had, we set them up by the wrong passes through the center. It makes no sense. They had 9 players there. You cannot control the ball there. That's not possible. So that's when they had their moments. When we played around that formation, then it was immediately dangerous, and then we could have little underlaps on the wing, stuff like this. But two things not to forget: we never ever played before in this formation, and the most difficult thing in football is to play against a deep defending side. It was always clear, and we were obviously lacking up front a bit, runs in behind. We were lacking vision in the center. That's all true. I thought Curtis did really well, but is not used to the position. Can play that definitely, but he was not even in my thoughts to start. So that all happened last night. But he did really well. But that we then not create that much, I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned about that. I'm not surprised. So that's things that can happen. But actually, set pieces count. So when you score from them, they count. And we forced these set pieces in moments when we created a situation where they had to defend us with it. Believe me, the way they defend set pieces, they didn't want us to be in the area to get a free kick or a corner. But in the end, we couldn't use it, and that's our fault and nobody else.
Thank you.
And the frustration for you must be that their goal was so avoidable as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What part of the reason for the set pieces not going in was their goalkeeper? A couple of saves were.
Two incredible saves. I think the rest were the others were the better chances when we just missed the goal. I think Virgil in the first half thought he's offside, which he wasn't.
One way ahead of
him. Yeah, there's no real reason for it. It's just in that moment. And these boys, how often did Bobby Firmino score from in these moments? How often did Virgil van Dijk put these balls just in the back of the net? So there's no real explanation for it. It's just, it was intense, huh? 6 days, 3 games. Limited squad, you cannot exactly do a massive change in the center of the park, but all creates a bit of a uncertainty. I understand that, but I didn't see that with the boys. They really wanted. I really thought we made a real fight of it, and that's the thing we had to do today. We cannot come here now just and expect to create 20 chances against Nottingham the way they defended. I don't think it's possible. But we had 7, 8, 9, mostly from set pieces, but. Biggest chance second half was probably Trent's header. It was open play when we were again completely free. So it's now not that they defended world class and we couldn't get through. There were our moments, but we didn't use them. And how is that? Just us to blame for.
You got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain back on the pitch. Would you expect some more bodies back from midweek as well?
So I said, Thiago, I got this last night, a bad ear infection, and was no chance for him to do anything. Actually, we drove him home. Darwin should be back. This game was just too early. I think another day recovery would have helped him, but we played today. At least that's my knowledge in a moment. Ibu will train from Monday on, tomorrow on actually, and Nabi as well, but Nabi is far off, so he needs now, he starts training now actually after a long period.
Joe, last one.
Sorry, did you see on TV that the decision about Thiago was taken at 5:15 in the morning?
Yeah.
Can you explain that? Because it seems a strange time to...
You wake up in the night and you have a problem.
He woke up in the night.
Yeah, and
than yourself.
An hour later, but the decision was in the moment when he woke up and had the pain, and then the doctor went there, and then they tried everything, went to the hospital, stuff like this, didn't work out, and then, yeah.
He went, it was that back painful, he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then you drove him back to...
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Great. See you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.